Right, here we go, episode what?
Seven. Yeehaw!
Here we are in the Garden of 4X.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
And we're officially over up, down the hill, and gliding.
All right, and also back from his long sojourn. There he is, handing out beers. How are you, mate?
I'm still alive.
New haircut.
Yes, you know, they call that aerodynamic.
Yeah. Right. Where have you been? You've been all over the show, mate.
Well, it's classified.
I've
got a good international playboy.
And yes. This week's 12th man, very special basher, we've got John Inquisition Campagnol here.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
And Hernan Kaka's here as well, but he's... it's all good there. So, big show tonight, plenty to get on with. You'll notice that there's no hammer, because there is no
hammer. Nanjing Studios are back this week!
There he is, Katie!
Katie, he's there in Nanjing.
I'm in Nanjing, I'm in my abode that I'm going to refer to as the barn, pretty rural. And I've got two guests with me tonight. I've got a Canadian by the name of Jordan.
Not really, but go ahead.
He's a Canadian correspondent, which knows nothing about cricket. And we've got another guy, Dylan, the guy that I promised
the
to
West
turn
Indian.
Up.
The West Indian.
He's just stopped to get a few beers. But yeah, good. It seems like we've got two panels tonight. So
he's your imaginary friend, right?
Anyway, good time. So, what are we going to kick on with, Birchett?
I think we'll go straight into Around the Wicket this week.
Around the Wicket. Okay, this week, not a really exciting week, but we've obviously got the old World Cup qualifiers. I'm just having a look here now. Scotland, they've just knocked off our good friends Afghanistan.
Struggling, Scotland.
Yeah,
won it last time.
Ainsley would be happy, but... I, for one, was really rooting for those Afghanis.
Oh, yeah, I was rooting for them as well.
Well, I'll give you this, Casey. They put up a good score there. 279 was not a bad score for the Afghanistanis. And then Scotland, they chased them down. 280 with an over to spare. So pretty good game for World Cup qualifiers, man. Pretty hot scores for a bunch of spastics.
But cricket the winner.
There you go.
Also,
and just ask your Canadian mate there, who's currently leading the Super 8s there?
You know who's currently leading?
Rumours is it's Canada.
Yeah, well, those rumours would be true. It is Canada. So they might be one of the four teams that makes it into the World Cup final.
I only found out we had a team.
Canada.
Yeah.
So if I can interject, that means that everyone in Canada today will be really following the cricket, and then tomorrow, once the ice hockey playoffs start, no one will give a shit.
Yeah, right. You might not be following it today.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think they'll be playing today. Also, we've got at the moment Ireland playing the Stoners, the Netherlands, and what's going on there? Ireland require 216 to win. No, they're on 216. Netherlands set them 222. They've been bowled out. They've been bowled out. Cricket Info's just given me the information. They've been bowled out. So the Stoners got up there. In the other game, Namibia and Kenya. Well, unless that was a 10,000 metre race at the Olympics, no one gives a shit.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
All right, so let's go into the ODIs.
Give them a go.
We've got South Africa, Australia winding up this week. So... Dino, do you think Australia can fight back and win the final ODI?
No comment. You know why? Because Australia are absolutely rubbish.
Yeah. They'll be in the next World Cup qualifiers.
Well, they deserve a big kick up the arse as well, you know? Good on them.
Well, moving on, actually, I want to come back to the...
it'll be Australia or Afghanistan.
Yeah, this...
True.
And Afghanistan obviously has got the slow bowlers to take on Australia.
Yeah, just love those grenades, mate.
That's actually what Pakistan is thinking of how they're going to beat Australia. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, upcoming
Pakistan
series?
It's in the UAE.
Oh, there you go.
Is it obviously because of the drama, what happened?
Yeah.
In the UAE?
Yeah, probably Dubai.
Sharjah, is it?
I don't know.
They even have grass there?
Yeah, it's... the cricket pitch. That's it. That's the whole country. They got the cricket pitch.
It's on the 30th floor of a high rise.
No, I think they can have anything they want there, mate. They're rolling in.
True. Well, I reckon you get about 3 people watching it.
No, it's big there.
Is it?
Yeah, huge.
There's a Michael Jackson there over there.
Oh,
yeah. He might get along in the. They sell himself.
UAE, they're struggling. I don't think they're going to make the World Cup.
They're in.
Yeah, they could make the top 6, though, which means they can officially play one-day internationals for the next 4 years.
Fantastic. All you know what I say?
Boys, the South African has just come back.
Okay, all right, well, perfect.
Oh, he brought back Reed. What a guy.
Send him out again.
Send him away.
Beer for dyslexics.
That's illegal action. These randoms.
I don't know. No, I am his imaginary friends.
Born.
County cricket.
Done and dusted.
County cricket. Move on. Who cares?
Move up county cricket then. You guys must have a bit of information on that.
Yeah, exactly. Move on.
Move on. What else was it? We've got the IPL coming up. Anyone know anything about that?
Lots of money.
Yeah.
It's still being played in South Africa?
Yes.
They've moved it also to the UAE.
Has your imaginary friend got anything to say about that?
The IPL, which is the Indian Premier League.
He's actually
Indian, Dylan. So what do you think about it being in South Africa, mate?
I think South Africa's pretty lucky, isn't it?
Should we even ask him about Botha's illegal bowling action?
He's in American accent.
Yeah, how about this action?
Do they have a team in America?
Oh, do you have a team in America?
Don't look at Canada
right now. You're sharing the show down.
Mate, I wouldn't be doing that on your first broadcast.
Oh, he's a bit chirpy. It's all that gin.
It's going to come back to you. Go out and get some beer, mate. Go to the Forex, here we are.
I'm just going to bowl a beamer at his fucking nutsack.
All right, here we go. Calling for a runner. This week we're going to... Hello?
Lucy?
Hello? Hello? Lucy?
Hello?
Jeff. Yes,
hello?
Slab, how are you, mate?
Good, how are you, buddy?
That's bird shit. Which pub are you in?
I'm a Jason's bar, mate.
Jason's! I'd say good day to the ladies there.
Mate, they're very friendly and all.
How are things going up there in Wooshes?
Well, not too bad, mate, not too bad.
Just, yeah, how are the Wooshy Bashers coming along? They're getting themselves together?
Well, mate, it's a very long, involved process setting up a cricket team, you know that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it requires a lot of negotiation and a lot of beverage drinking.
It's true.
And combinations of the above. So, tell me...
We're getting our way through the beverage drinking anyway.
All right, well, okay. Tell me, how's the new motel coming along? New caravan park you're working out there,
You charge by the
it's
hour.
It's getting there, mate. It's getting there. We'll soon be able to open the new Best Western in Wooshy. The new Millennium in Wooshy.
Well, because the Bachelor are looking forward to coming up and staying. And
guys, from June 15, you should be able to.
June 15 now. That's the latest, is it?
Indoor cricket in the main ballroom.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. If you can't find a slab of grass somewhere to play on, then maybe we could just do it in the ballroom there.
We'll be able to work some arrangements out, I'm sure.
Yeah. So if you smash the chandelier, it's 10 runs and out.
Yeah, and a bigger bill than you can afford to pay.
Listen to him.
Excuse me, Jeff. Jeff Howe, this is Hammer being beamed in from a rural place in Nanjing. How are you, mate?
G'day, Hammer. How are you, mate? I was up
here. It's Katie, okay. Mate.
Oh, very good. Hey, listen, there's been a lot of talk lately. You might have heard it on the podcast about a triangular tournament. Wuxi, Nanjing and the Bashers.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Ningbo.
Hello.
Come on, Emma, what were you saying?
Have you gathered enough players yet for this triangular tournament that we're going to organise in Nanjing?
Well, I think we'd be able to organise a team here, mate. The problem's going to be organising a ground.
Well, I've got that all sorted.
Well, that's what we got the ballroom for, mate.
Yeah.
Well, we're just thinking, you know, if we can't organise an official ground, we could just go down to the park and throw out the Lego pitch and have a throw the arm over.
Yeah, well, there's not really an official ground up here, but we've got...
Tennis ball and electrical tape.
Oh, the old one-hand one. Back goes.
Yeah. But anyway, I think we'd be able to get enough together to put a team together for Wushu, but I think we'd find a shitload more spectators anyway.
Oh, of course. And you've got plenty of sponsors up there, I'm sure.
Oh, mate, we could easily fill the sponsorship list.
Yeah, many a different bars would be vying for that privilege, I would think.
Well, of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
How many bars are there in Wushu?
What about the walking strip outside Jason's?
Oh, we just lost him.
Yeah. Oh, no!
We lost him.
Oh, no.
He's done
technology.
He's done a Mrs. Dipso on us.
There he is.
Ah, mate, did you have to put us on hold to take a reservation?
Oh, you guys are the ones who dropped out, not me.
Oh, I don't think so.
The finger pointing
hey,
does it get longer.
Jeffrey, Hammer again here. Some of the boys
Katie.
Have been wondering, have you seen anyone on Wushu that's taller than you yet or not?
No, mate, no, not at all.
Really?
No, really, the place is full of Japanese and Koreans. There aren't that many Laowai around, so now I can confidently say I am number
time.
One in Wushu.
Yes,
oh, that's great, mate.
Katie,
having
a shocker.
Oh, Katie's having a sterling
in
there.
That was a no-ball. On his third gin, and you're already sideways.
No, Jeff, why don't you ask Katie if there's anybody in Nanjing that's short?
Get
the
couple. Well, Hammer can look in the eye, that's for sure.
I reckon I'm taller than 13% of the population up there, man.
Slab, when are you going to make it down to play some cricket in Shanghai this year, mate?
Mate, I'm fucking been flat out. That's the problem. I'd definitely love to come. Well, I have to come back and, you know, at least have a hit for at least once for this season.
Yeah.
Slab, when we run out of things to say, we usually ask, what was your highlight of last season? Tell us that.
We haven't done that since the first episode.
Thank you.
My highlight of the last season was getting my Bashers Night Award for best return of emails. Like, I mean, God, who thought up these fucking awards?
I'm looking at him, mate.
Oh. you're always pretty quick with the reply and very punctual.
Well, I try to be.
And then you send a bit of rubbish through every now and then as well, which is...
Well, you know, when you're replying to shit like, you know, what Lapthorn puts out, you have to put a bit of shit back at it.
Hey, Slab, it's Luce here, mate. I'm getting there tonight. But listen, last season, you absolutely cracked on. It was a wonderful season for you. I like to just loop back to your fashion sense during the season. The,
my fashion sense with my three quarter white.
Your mate, you got it in one.
What do you call them? Culottes.
Yeah, the three big slabs there coming in the bowl.
I've heard of them as capris, bro.
Oh, capris. Big slabs coming in the bowl. Yeah, you know, he comes off a modified runner. And
coming in from the boundary.
You're not sure if they're shorts or ones. And mate,
well, mate, I'm just trying to follow your Italian sense of style, you know. Ooh. And obviously I'm failing badly.
Mate, listen, you that intimidation factor.
We should make that Bashers uniform.
Actually, I mean, why not? You're right on the crest here. You're on the wave. You're on the curve, Slab.
Trendsetter.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a good suggestion. We should all wear schlongs this year.
Okay, I vote we all wear schlongs.
By the way, Richard, I have a question for you.
Yes, mate.
Speaking of returns of emails, like I did see the diatribe that came out from the Andy Basher about the new rules and all that sort of stuff.
You got through that 3 gigabytes, did you?
Well, you never answered my blog posting, though. I want to know if there's a rule in there. Like, you know, we're not allowed to smoke, we're not allowed to drink, we're not allowed to swear, we're not allowed to do anything that brings the game into disrepute. We have to remember that we're playing on grounds that, you know, there's lots of kiddies around and stuff like that. I think a fully grown man rolling around on the ground stretching his groin is also, you know, not exactly a wholesome image for the game.
But I also reckon if it's...
Well, not quite fully grown.
And I tell you what, I think we only joined this cricket club to bring the game into disrepute.
I reckon we should ban the kiddies.
I think they look at it and they say, okay, what are we going to put down as bringing the game into disrepute? Okay, we'll see what the bashers do.
Yeah.
They're just jealous, lad, that's all, mate. They're just jealous.
Well, you'll notice that the latest email that's been going around from the SEC from George Capabelli it's officially now Bash's Corner. Even everyone else is calling it that.
Is that like a free trade zone where the game can be brought into dispute and that we've got carte blanche?
There are no import fees.
Yeah. I reckon we ought to get the old swimming pool set back up again. So when you finish batting, instead of getting the shits and slamming your bat around, you can just go and jump in the pool and urinate on everybody.
I miss that.
Yes. We should bring back urination for sure. Yeah. All right, Slab, well, it's been great catching up with you. And we'll do it again very, very shortly, I'm sure.
Wuxi,
Nanjing, hello.
Ningbo, hello.
Ningbo, oh, well. We'll talk to him later.
See you, Slab. Take care, mate.
See you up, Wuxi. See you, boys. And, can't wait to see you guys come up here and get your ass kicked by the Wuxi Badgers. talk to you soon, guys.
Listen here, you mongrels.
All right, moving on to the Night Watchman. Of course, it's coming down to it now. This Sunday, the 19th, 2 matches.
Oh, I'm pumped.
You are? 2 matches, one at 9 a.m., one at 12-something-ish. Massive.
Mate, listen, this could rival... In all potential, I mean, this could rival Bash's Day.
We were just checking when you were off the phone.
And I'm...
Oh, we could get 2 wins again.
Well, I'm sacrificing possibly the social event of the year, the F1 Booze Bus. Sacrificing that for my team. And we're going to be there and getting on it. I mean, we're going to turn that bus into a party bus. Come on, let's go, guys.
Okay, there we go. The teams will be coming out in the next day or so. Hook into the website and you'll find out which game or games you're playing. We're still, to have 2 full teams, we still need a couple of extra players. So
how many do we need?
Well, 2 times 11 is what?
Don't know. Got a calculator?
There you go.
22.
Righto. So we need a couple more.
Boys, is it still being billed as the blood match?
Well, you were doing that, well, so you tell us.
The blood match, teeth on the gun, four on a Sunday.
Oh, wait, what's the blood match? Is that one of the gashes competitions?
Well, hey, sorry, Katie. You've been on the chirp since the schedule came out. For you, this match now is all about revenge.
Can I just ask a question? Katie, are you even going to get a go this weekend?
Well, I'm coming down tomorrow to practice. I've got a new headband.
Does that mean you'll actually be here? You're saying you're coming down to practice, and then tomorrow you call and tell us you can't come.
You said you were coming to the Garden of Forex tonight as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and you said you were going to be at last week's Bashers broadcast.
Yes.
And then you said that you were going to be at the previous game.
Yeah, I think it's about 6 in a row.
Does anybody have a keg just so Katie can have her fine session?
Yeah. Oh. Keg it by, Joe.
Keg it read, mate.
A bit of keg of gibberish. That's what you've been talking for the last friggin' 3 weeks.
I'll be there, and if you guys should only be worrying that I'll probably be pushing for league selection with my training. I've got a new headband, a real member, and I'll be bowling some fruits, probably, but... Anyway, I'll be at practice tomorrow night pushing for league selection, definitely.
We'll believe it when we see it.
All right.
Okay, believe it.
All right, so that's this Sunday. Get into it. It's going to be a big, huge day. What about you, Inquisition? What do you reckon, mate?
I reckon we'll win both games, no worries.
Oh, yeah. So confident.
Close or? No worries. Close? Any closer?
Words of a firm president.
Yes, it'll be close. You know, have we ever done anything else? Have we ever won
how
any
many,
game other
How
than
many
close?
Runs do you think old Capabelli will get?
Put it this way, if, it, no. if it's not close, we won't win.
There you go.
Ah, yeah.
You have to think about that. But goodness me. The next doubleheader comes up. Let me just check. The next doubleheader is May the 3rd. Two games against the Devils.
That's going to be
other than that, Thursday nights, practice every week.
Get down
much.
There, get involved, get amongst it.
6 p.m. at San Huayan. All on the website. Yeah. That's about it for the Night Watchman.
See you later.
I'm not liking this name, man. Why didn't you go with the fucking pelt with cricket balls, man? Jesus. There was options for this. Why do you have to go with changing the name? Just because it's one line, it's all happening. It's all in the pipeline.
There we are. Well, you know what we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
Drinks break.
Oh, here we go. Give me a break. Give me a drink.
There we go. So, Lucy.
Oh, what a wonderful week it's been. Shanghai's been, the weather's warming up,
it's all happening, is it?
Well, mate, it's all happening. Birchie's actually wearing shorts, and I'm getting a little bit... Never seen his legs before. John's obviously excited, that's why he's sitting in the corner. But, what is happening socially? I have to ask you
well,
guys.
Well, drinks, Thursday night, drinks.
Get there.
First of all.
If you're not there, well...
Following practice.
Where are you?
23rd, what happens then? Thursday the 23rd?
It is possibly the largest ever quiz we've organised. I mean, this is going to... Next Thursday, this is going to bring the house down. Pyrotechnics. I mean, just everybody, be prepared. It's on.
Lock it in?
What's the venue?
At the Boo, usual venue.
And who's running it?
Sticky Wicket at the.
Who's question?
Quizmaster. Quizmaster is the official terminology, and that would be Mr. Virgil.
Yes, I think so.
His protege's gone off and done his own thing in Adelaide. So, yeah. So
if anyone's seen the prof, can you get him to get in touch with him? I want to talk to him.
What else is happening? Well, obviously.
Do you have a clue?
The largest day of the year is coming up the week after.
So Anzac Day.
Well, apart from that, Bashers Day.
Oh, okay.
Bashers so Lucy, Day. Bashers Day coming up. What's in the pipeline?
No, am I allowed to let the cat out of the bag?
Do it.
Can I do it?
Do it.
Because I've been sworn.
You're social director.
Three sisters.
I've been sworn to secrecy. There's a few, you know. I put a tender out in Shanghai Daily and had
only three sisters came back.
it was a hard process to really decide what we want to do.
Yeah.
But we've decided for Bash's Day we will be doing drum roll, please.
Ba-dum-tsh.
We'll put that in post production.
LSD.
Ba-dum-tsh.
And. Dragon boating.
Oh, there we go. Really?
It's going to be a huge day.
Dragon boats.
On the
barbecues.
Bus.
Booze bus.
Barbecue, beer, boats.
This is going to be the largest day.
I think other things that start with B.
Well, it's going to be the biggest Bash's Day ever. Well, it's only the second. But
are we going to paint the boat up and put the old Bash's logo on it?
Mate, I've already commissioned a painter for the job. Designs have to go through council approval first. So,
and of course, the Gashers are going to be involved in this as well.
Gashers are going to be there.
Might be Gashers v. Bashers.
Well, it's only obviously for them. They're only wearing bikinis.
Yes,
obviously.
So,
well, that'd be a sensible thing to do.
Hamish. Oh, sorry, Casey.
Katie
shall be wearing his speedos. And like those surf life-saving rollers with the old speedos pulled. Tear up the old crack hole, and that will be old Katie.
Calvin Klein white t-shirt.
That wasn't part of the deal. If you're going to change the name, well, yeah. If I have to have something up my clacker and you give me the name back, I'll consider it.
Yeah, you know. Hey, listen, moving on, guys. A big one, I sent out the email during the week, is for the boxing.
Sheraton Showdown, June the 13th?
Yes, it is, at obviously down there at the Sheraton. Unfortunately, Katie was being a skirt and pulled out at the last minute. Didn't want to fight Capitelli.
Oh, bit of an injury, was it, mate?
Oh, it would have been a bit of a bloody weight.
Giving up a bit of weight and a bit of reach.
Well, if he was all man, all talk like he says he is, he would have fucking said, yeah, I'm going to do it.
I'll put it out to the world. If there wants to be a late call-up, me versus Capabelli on the card, I'm all for it. There you go. Well,
all right, we'll try and line that up.
He says that as he's four gins in.
I'll be six gins in when I fight, mate. No,
sure. And guys, finally is the last one, obviously after the game on Sunday, the doubleheader, massive, massive weekend.
Jin Chow to Hong Chow after the match.
We're going Chow to Chow.
Chow to Chow.
Yeah, we love Chow to Chow.
Studio 188.
And
live.
And for the uninformed, that would be Omega's so-called band.
Maybe he tries to have a drum.
Dino, if you're a social director, that is a long trip. It's a long haul for any man. Any man with any sort of ladder.
Where's on the bus?
Are you gonna get a toilet on the bus?
Well, listen. Ooh, I've got a nappy for you, mate. Just put it on. Enough.
Oh, what?
You can use one of EJ's.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, listen, have you heard of a window? Open the window up. Get the arsehole out there. Complainer.
Oh, that's drinks breaks, isn't it?
And
that'll do for now. That's a huge drinks break.
As we always say, stay tuned to this station.
It's all happening.
And as we like to say again, get amongst it.
and if you're in the know, go to bashroomcc.org, download the calendar.
Is that downloadable?
Well, you click on the little thing where in between the months there, and it opens up in your calendar.
Does it say download calendar?
Yes, it does. Little symbol.
You guys amaze me.
It does.
Little symbol.
And it'll, you can set it to update automatically.
See everybody tomorrow night at Drinks Bar. See ya.
Righto.
I'm off.
This week's fine session.
Hello. Hi, is this George?
Yes.
Georgie.
Yes.
Is this Georgie?
Yes.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
That's an intelligent conversation.
Good. Who's this?
It's my name is Raj Siva. Raj?
Yes.
Raj? Raj Siva. I've got your number from the Blue Frog.
Yes.
Yeah, you're in charge of the cricket team, right?
Yes, I am. I play cricket with the Pudong side. That's sponsored by the Blue Frog.
Pudong CC?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about myself. I'm from South Africa. My uncle's got a hotel in Wuxi. And I've just come here about 3 weeks ago. And I'm looking for a game. I'm looking to get on his side.
Oh, good. Very good. Okay. All right.
Where are you now, Georgie?
I'm at Harlem. Why?
Where?
I live in Jin Chow.
Oh, Jin Chow, where's that?
Blue Frog.
In Shanghai, in Pudong.
Oh, okay. So
that's where we play.
You play in Pudong?
Yes.
Is that in China?
Yes.
It's in Shanghai?
Yes, correct.
Okay, well, the thing is, I'm from South Africa. And as I said, I've only been here 3 weeks, but I've been trying to find a game. I play professional, semi-professional in South Africa, and I've got an injury in my ankle, so I've got a kind of a limp at the moment. But I've been trying to get back in the sport, and I'm a pretty good player. I've been bowling. My bowling's excellent. Batting, I think I'm probably about number 7, number 8. To be honest, Georgie, it's pretty shit. But I'm trying to get a side, and I'm being pretty honest with lots of people, and no one wants to accept me. And have you got a side for me?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we've got a. So we play in Shanghai, okay? So it was Raj, right?
Right. Raj Siva.
Yeah, we play in. Okay.
Raj Siva.
We, Yep, we play in Shanghai.
No, the name is the name is Raj Siva.
Yep, good. Now, Raj, is there any? You said you live in Wuxi. That's a little bit out of Shanghai, right?
No. I live in Shanghai. My uncle has got a hotel in Wuxi, and I've got another uncle who's in Ningbo.
Okay, yeah. Now, so we play in Pudong, right?
Right.
You know, we play at Dulwich, at the Dulwich International School.
Right.
So you may not know where that is, but...
No.
Do you know where that is?
No.
All right. No problems. Do you have... can you give me your mobile number or email address?
Yeah, I'll give it to you in a sec. Tell me something, Georgie. How many... do you have a full side at the moment?
Oh... yeah, we always have a full side. We always, but you know, it's not
how,
like,
how will I get a chance to play?
Yeah, no worries. I mean, we've got a game on Sunday. It's the league. We have two teams, Division One and Division Two. So we've got both games on at Sunday, and I'm sure one of the teams could fit you in because when both big teams play together, we're often a little bit short. Yes.
Right, okay, but have they got a place for a bowler?
I think so, yeah. And Raj,
I'm pretty fast. I'm like very, very fast.
Well, in fact, they would love to have a good fast bowler in the first division team.
Are the guys like pretty slow?
Sorry?
Are they slow bowlers?
We've got two fast bowlers, but both in the team at the same time is often a struggle. Then we've got a couple of medium pacers. We've got a couple of spinners. You know, we've got, Raj, both teams have a list of 15, 16 players, but always a lot of people away. So we always struggle to get a full side.
Sure. And who are you guys playing on Sunday?
There's like five teams in Division One. And 5-6 teams in Division 2. So
which division will I play in?
Sorry?
Which division will I play in?
Well, it sounds like it could be Division 1. You know.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you know, as much as teams, you know, because of my injury and they didn't want me on their side, but I'm pretty much picky on which team I play for, and I would not want to play for Team 2. Can I go on Level 1, though?
Yeah, I think that... I mean,
I don't want to come out all the way and not get a side.
Yeah, we can definitely play in one of the sides. The captain of...
Division 1.
Yeah, we will try that, Raj. What I'll do, I'll get your details down, and I will email them to you and the captain of the Division 1 side, Ram, and, you know, get him to have give him a bit of detail about your background, and I'm confident be able to get into the side.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, I've been trying to get inside, and I've been, like, you know, phoning a few teams and so on. I don't want to play someone that I've been calling, you know.
Which other teams have you been talking to?
I don't know, a guy by the name of Jim, someone by the name of Steven. Because the thing is, only Shanghai has got a league, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. But I've got another question for you, because one of my other uncles, I've got another third uncle in China, and he's got a restaurant. You know the Taj Mahal?
It rings a bell. I'm not sure, yeah?
George heard that.
Sorry, I've had a few drinks. Sorry about this, but I'm meaning to call you. He gives me, like, a big curry. Do you have any sponsor for food?
Yes.
So if I bring a pot...
Yeah, listen, give me your details, and I'll get Ram to give you a call, okay? But listen, if you...
Can I give you my number now?
Yeah, give me your number now.
Okay.
Georgie, the number is precious! You gotta get your ass kicked this weekend!
How's it going, guys?
You got stung, right? Now, what happened?
Hey, hiya, Georgie, you're on the broadcast, mate.
Good, buddy, how are you? Who was doing the accent?
That's the West Indian. That's the Bash's new secret weapon.
My
name is Dylan.
We're bringing him out on Sunday.
He's 7'5" apparently.
Just like Denzel.
Good on you, Georgie. Well done, Georgie. Well done, mate. It's Dino. Well done.
Hello, hey, Dino. Can my buddy bolt to me on Sunday?
Oh, Georgie, ask him now, mate. He's here. Ask him.
Georgie, you won't be
Hamish
this weekend, mate.
Katie will be having a few overs at you, mate. Don't worry about it. Blood on the pitch. Teeth on the pitch. He reckons.
Yeah, bloody blood on the dance floor.
Okay, that sounds good. I hope he bowls better than he did in that semi-final that you guys lost to the Hot Dogs.
Oh, when he didn't show up, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well done, George. I'm on your side there. Well done,
Georgie. Anyway, we look forward to the game this weekend, Georgie, mate. It should be a good one.
Yeah, it should be good.
George, can I bring a pot of curry?
Bring it. Are you South African or Indian? What are you?
I'm an Indian from South Africa.
We thought he was from Scotland.
Very good, guys.
All right, mate. See you Sunday morning.
Sunday,
Georgie.
Okay, see you guys. Bye.
You are that good. Okay, old section, we call it...
Unscheduled section?
Unscheduled section, called Steaming In from the Members' End. We've got Johnny LaPaniel tonight there at the Forex Garden, and we're going to give him a trip delivery.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition!
Oh, John, what was your earliest cricketing memory?
Earliest cricketing memory? What, you mean for the bashes or...?
Cricket.
In general.
Oh. Back in Canberra, was it?
Canberra. It would have been in Perth, on the beach, at Cottesloe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You old hippie.
Dot ball.
I think that was a typical LaPaniel thumb ball.
That's where I learned my bowling style.
Defended. That was just his backswing, mate. He hasn't had a swing at it yet.
And my batting style. Well, my batting style's not existent. They didn't have let me bat in Cottesloe either.
Well, okay, that was a dot ball. Next delivery.
I'll come in a bit quicker. Whilst you're growing up, obviously you followed cricket. Who were your Australian idols, guys that you looked up to, guys that you would like to bowl like on the Perth beaches that you just so greatly described?
Mate, you wouldn't even have heard of these people.
I'm trying.
Massey, Mallet.
Oh, yeah.
Heroes were Keith Stackpole, Redpath.
Not shy about showing his age.
Oh, howdy! In front of his girlfriend.
Hang on.
Emma.
And his dog. You'll have to get the wiki out for that, mate. Have a look on wiki. You'll find out who those blokes were.
Get the wiki out. Get the Zimmer frame out.
And Doug Walters.
Yeah, Dougie.
Doug Walters, yeah.
Hence the beer drinking.
I went out on the piss with Doug Walters here. He can drink. A man can
good
drink.
Good bloke.
He's a good bloke.
Yeah. Did he outdrink you?
He could outdrink anybody, mate. I was...
What about Booney?
Booney wasn't out.
Is that the third delivery? Could you outdrink Booney? That's the third delivery.
No.
Okay.
It's three dot balls.
Oh, come on, lad.
We're going to be looking at a maiden over here for the first one.
Guys, can I jump in for the fourth delivery? I was down in, myself and Casey were down in Hong Kong for the sixth last December. It was a wonderful, wonderful trip organised, and obviously Leper was the heart and soul of that trip.
Without him, trip doesn't
wouldn't
happen.
Well, you're driving any courses in the watch here with him.
No, absolutely no problem. You're the driving force. Tequila shots aside at 10 o'clock in the morning, general debauchery. Now, Leper, it's gone down in Bash's folklore, doing a Leper.
What do I do? What do you mean doing a Leper?
In the playoff...
There's several definitions for that.
Doing a Leper, which is basically standing there, doing the cow shot,
over deep
trying to go through cow corner.
Going to cow corner, basically the ball
putting
splayed.
It down through gully. Gully and going down the third man.
No, 180 degrees.
Yeah. You say you don't bat, you resurrected your career. How'd that feel?
Mate, I reckon have a big swing, the ball's in the general vicinity. Yeah. Occasionally you connect.
Yes, and it goes somewhere.
It's living.
I reckon I should open, actually. I reckon I should be, you know, I should be
talking, yeah. talk to Kelly. Well, you be pushing. Is he busy?
he's borderline.
I think he's scheduled for business this weekend.
My business is your pleasure, fellas.
He's
booked into business class, but he might get downgraded at the last minute. Fifth delivery, and this is a standard delivery from the broadcast. Who's the funniest bastard you ever played cricket with?
Ever played with, as in the same...
Or against. As Danny would say.
Playing in the Bashes is a really hard question to answer, mate.
Mm.
It's like, if you could ask me who wasn't funny.
There you go, reverse sweep.
Reverse. Let's see if he can knock it out.
Who's not funny?
We're going to have to beat their names later because they're going to get offended.
Well, you're not very funny, Dino.
You're
trying too hard, mate.
Cranky?
No, Cranky's funny. Cranky's funny. We laugh at Cranky all the time.
No, that's gone for five.
Oh, you've run five on that.
Well done, Lever.
Couple of overflows. There we go. Final delivery. Katie, you got the final delivery there. Bit of chin music, have you?
Oh, I've got some serious chin music coming in here. Lapper, I'd have to put this to you.
Go for it.
No.
Give us your best.
How old were you when the underarm ball was built?
The underarm ball.
How old were you? And can you remember it? And what did you think of it?
Everybody remembers it. I thought it was the best thing that ever happened to the Kiwis.
High five. Booyah.
They deserved it. Put them in their face.
In your face, Katie.
Wow, that'd be
I think
ever.
That's a well-played cover drive.
I reckon it should be a tradition, actually. Every time the Kiwis come over, just to show them what we think of them, we should just bowl under them.
Cover drive right to the defenders.
Well, that's what Hamish bowls anyway.
Remember that. First ever maiden over.
I don't understand what that actually happened.
Five off the fifth.
Yeah, there was about six runs off that
six
over.
Six runs off the over.
Right, ball, not bad.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
So,
ladies bring a plate this week. The official Gashes committee haven't got back to us and they hung up on us. But we have ladies. We have Mrs. Unit here.
Hello, Mrs. Unit.
Hello, everybody.
And of course, this is Inquisition over there in the corner as well. Say hello.
Say hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Lovely. What are we going to ask them?
Up to you, Katie.
Katie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What we would like to know, have you been attending the meetings for the Bashers ladies?
Of course.
You been there?
Of course I did, yeah, last
week.
So,
do you think there's a new name that has been chucked out? Is there anything, could you divulge some information? Because lately all we've been getting is pretty much the same as we're getting from your husband in the drinks break, which is nothing.
So I would say still keeping the same, darling. It's top secret.
Top secret?
Oh, these guys are so cagey.
We'd be surprised about the name.
So what about for Bashers Day on the 26th?
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Well, Bashers Day is the 27th, but on the 26th, Sunday, we're going out, and you don't know this, you just got here, but we're going out dragon boating.
Okay, awesome.
We're going to do Bashers v Gashers.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, of course we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think you have a chance against us Bashers?
Definitely, because we are powered by techno gym. We are going to the gym every day
for
that.
Oh, the gym! Is that a new sponsor or what?
Yeah, well...
Hello.
I've been talking about that long.
Well, excuse me, I've got something to say. There was the nude calendar that was chucked around, and the boys put their hand up and said that they would do it, and your husband said, well... What month is Oktoberfest? I reckon I'll be in there. Take it easy. There we go.
Wait, listen. I'm not afraid yet to offer you.
Yeah, oh, you wouldn't want to see me. I'd be no Mr. Jandery.
Yeah.
I like the name.
Kate, you like the name? Tell it.
Very nice name, Katie.
So back to the gashes. What else did you talk about at Abbey Road? Was that where you were last week?
Yes, I was there actually. And just some of us were there because some other were in Boracay.
Oh,
studying the name in Boracay.
Who was in Boracay?
Can't say too much.
Oh,
no. I know.
Well, didn't they just get together the gashes and just say, don't give them anything? No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's our strategy, yes.
I think this might be the last episode of with Ladies Bring a Plug.
Same episode, well, no, it's
well, next week will be some air. Ladies Bring some air. Actually, they've voted off. I mean, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. No, next week there'll be a gashes broadcast.
But who wants to listen to an hour of dead air?
Oh, come
on. Stand up for you,
Gashes.
Come on.
You'll see the name first. So you will become very hot about that.
Oh.
Wait and see. And then you talk to me about 1 hour, maybe 2 hours.
I've got one more question. Ready? I've got one question. If we did pull out the nude calendar, what month do you think the Jaguar would be?
He will be in every month because, you know, a very small feature. It will be there.
It'd be February, 29 days, you reckon?
A very small feature, the Jaguar.
There's been too much talk about this nude calendar. It sounds like it's probably going to happen.
I wouldn't be surprised, mate. Actually, we could start shooting very soon in my place if you want. And
I do believe you work for a certain jean company that has pioneered art photography in this realm.
Well, you are completely wrong there because we don't have the jean license, but the underwear we do have, and I could rock that.
Well done, the gashes.
All right, that was ready to bring a plate.
Hey, good to have it on there.
Get in there.
Get in there. Get amongst it.
Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man for a while.
Across axes. They're the gashes. They're going to have crossed axes. Where do the gashes come from?
Well, you can add some axes in there.
Stop that is for a couple of axes.
If you want to see the Gashers logo or anything else pertaining to Bashers Cricket in Shanghai, go to the website www.basherscc.org. You can also get the blog, which is there, and download the podcast that you're listening to right now, or go to the iTunes Music Store.
There you go. And if you want to send Katie an email.
If you need to send Katie an email, tell them to stop on the chirp. Or for questions to our next lucky contestant in the mystery calling, send all your letters, commendations, and requests to broadcast@bashercc.org. That's broadcast@bashercc.org.
And next week, massive 8th broadcast, special Bashers Day broadcast. It's going to be huge. We've got some very special guests lined up for next week.
It's going to be the bouncy castle of Bashers broadcast.
Well, we are.
That was a bit cerebral. I don't know what that means.
What sort of sexual innuendo is that?
He did hit his head before. But I'd like to say, Lapa, thanks for coming in, mate.
Yeah, mate. Pleasure being here.
You've used the forum well, obviously. You've used it well, and looking forward to seeing you. And of course,
Andrew. Mrs. Inquisition. Thank you.
Mrs. And also the special guest, Kaka. Hello, give us a bar, Kaka.
Can you say bashes?
No, you'll piss on the chair instead.
Oh, same thing. Alright, so that's bowling at the death. What else have we got to do?
Booyah.
Katie, I don't know what's the limerick section called again.
Oh, that's bowling at the death.
Yeah. Bowling at the death. Yes. Okay, every week we finish with the limerick. This week we were so honoured to have Johnny LaPaniel on here. And we'll kick this off with, there once was a basher called John, whose bulls hung around for so long that you can swing at them twice and still pay the price of coming after you're gone.
Oh,
You've got a price in your head, Katie.
See you next week.
Sorry, I'm just going to sit in the background here drinking my gins, but how do you reckon this week's going to rate in the 7? You're going to get in the top 3?